podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Bill Milan.
This one.
Another week in the books. COVID running rampant. Fixture pile up. Game week away. How are you feeling?
Great. Excited to pod.
Excited to pod. You're glowing.
Feeling good. How are you feeling? T-shirt.
You look amazing. I feel good.
Got a nice t-shirt. You know, everything's flowing. How are you?
Yeah. Good. I'll just start. I had 57 points. I got a little green arrow, 400K. Not huge, but I'll take it.
Kim, see this? I have a bone to pick. You know I need to follow up with this.
Okay, go.
Every weekend, you sit halfway through the games telling me how fucked you are.
Yes.
And every weekend, I tell you, nope, you got this to go. You got this. And every weekend at the end of it, whatever I say to you comes in.
Well, last weekend, I went down 600K, so...
Yeah.
That was bad. I was actually
No, I know, but yourself, but you, that was expected. Like, that wasn't very known. But when you're sitting here with like 20 points from your captain, you're like, I'm fucked. I only have players that everyone else has. It's like, dude, you're fine.
I don't know. I still just don't feel significant gains when I go up 400K and I'm still.
That's a lot.
Is it? When you're 2.3 mil?
Well, what if you're 2.9 mil and you go up 40K? How's that?
That's a lot. That's our week summed up right there. I mean, the bottom line is two out of the last 3 weeks, I mean, including this week, we both got greens. That's a miracle. That's unheard of.
I got more than the average this week.
And if you're beating the average, then this is just, we're buzzing.
This is my new mini game is... Team versus average, captain versus vice captain. I don't care about anything
else. That's a great minigame. I think if you consistently win that, you'll do well in FPL.
Yeah, two for two this week. Yeah. 2 points more than the average. Captain got 2 points. Vice captain, 0 points. Pretty good.
Get fucked.
Pretty good. Get fucked.
Yeah, get fucked. I finished on 57. I did Kane to Bamford, which was a wash. Game week rank of 1.1 million, which reminded me that if your game week rank averages around a million every week, you're going to win the entire thing of FPL. So it's a good thing. Up 400K. I got 0 0-pointers, which is huge. This is a thing that I'm keeping track of every week. 0 0-pointers.
Please give me your power.
3 1-pointers, 4 2-pointers. So that not great. But then I got 10 from Kev, 10 from Bruno, 10 from Jack. Triple 10 on the slot machine. Captain fucking Bruno. You know, it's good. Cheeky little Diash clean. I will never forget Kev price rising, taking me out of Balbs and into Kilman, who now is not nailed anymore, and disaster. That I will never forget that. It was a very tilting thing this weekend, but
Yep.
Overall, good week. How about you?
Okay. 46 for Team Walsh over here, you know. Yeah. Cap DCL, my captains this year is just, you know.
Very comical.
Very bad. You know, keeping the zero, got some zeros and ones. You know, it's all a fucking shit show over here, man.
Well, Mono and Mo, neck gain of five.
Yeah, it's just a shit show. You know, I genuinely struggle each week to hit the average, and... It's rough going for me this year.
You had your 1 0-pointer with Taylor, keeping your streak of fourth straight game week with a 0-pointer in defense. Three 1-pointers, just like me. 2 2-pointers. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much how it's going for me this year.
Yeah. But I don't know. Rough. Yep. Let me update some leagues. So November's over. Shout out to the FML Field Prize League Mug League. Three winners for November. First place, Jonathan Hanks, a.k.a. Bloke FC. Second place, Mark O'Neill, a.k.a. Soup or Salah. And third place, H.J. Chin, a.k.a. Finding Timo.
Who's in fourth?
I don't know who's in fourth. Is it Ray?
Might be.
Oh, Etheridge Farm Mbembes. Sorry, Ray. He'll get him next time, bud. And then shout out to the leader of the FML Field Public League. It's still Wilkins at the wheel. He's up to 1568 OR. Killing it. Moving on. So, got a lot of questions this week. I think it'll probably guide the pod. And yeah. I think something that we both probably want to talk about is Man City / Raz. And you own Raz, and they scored five goals. And
do I?
Or do I? They scored five goals. We got questions on them. Jeff D., famous Raz owner in Discord, he said in past seasons, hasn't really worked out for me using moves to get the quote-unquote right City attackers. Do we just hold Raz for Fulham and hope? Is there anything you'd see midweek in UCL that would help decide one way or the other? Piles followed up with, what are we doing with Raz? Shipping, holding, or going balls deep and capping? I like that. And then LR was asking about Mahrez. He started 7 out of 8 last Prem games. Is he an option? And TJC, same question with Ferran Torres. Pep Roulette's inevitable, but he started more minutes over the past four. He's got his first goal now. Or is Jota just a much better option at the same price? So,
well, you know, you're not going to be able to catch the points if you don't chase them. So Mahrez, natural. You got to just...
I was very surprised to see that he started 7 of the last 8. Because he's been the worst player in the pitch for 6 out of the last 8.
Yeah. He's been a very high... If you're ranking the list of why Man City score one goal every game this year, he's been a very high number of the on 1 or 2 or 3 there.
Yes.
The Raz, though, it's just enough, right? It's too much, I think. When he's priced at the price he is and... Pep said the thing, he's on the naughty step. He did something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that was very off-putting, more than usual. It wasn't a rest. Yeah. It was something else.
Yeah, I don't know if he's looking for a move or what that means. You know, don't know. Because he wore the captaincy armband midweek and was one of the best players on the pitch.
In UCL, you know? Yeah.
So the fact that he just gets 18 minutes and then actual zero in league games is not great. And it's... He's a bad pick right now.
Yep.
He's just a bad pick. So I don't think.
But what about the second half of Jeff's question? Because that is a little bit interesting. Obviously, home Fulham's a good fixture, and if there was a way we could be like Raz is for sure starting, we would keep Raz probably. But I personally don't think anything that happens in UCL will indicate
it doesn't matter
that, you know, unless Pep comes out and says, like, you know, he looks great and he's got to start every game, or, you know, something that he wouldn't say. So I don't know. It feels so weird to get rid of Raz before home Fulham, away United, home West Brom, away Southampton, home Newcastle, yeah, I mean, et cetera. But
he's not playing. I don't know. What do you say about it? Yeah. He didn't play Spurs, played 70, got subbed off midweek, and then he just doesn't play. So what's happening? I don't know.
If you don't have Kev, you just go straight to Kev, right?
Yeah, you go to Kev. That's an easy move. But, you know, we're also looking at the City things. They're talking about, like, the width and everything's a little bit different with Raz providing the width on the left when Cancelo's in, because he kind of comes inside a little bit more on the right foot. When Mendy plays, like, then... I don't know. He's been playing the width differently, like the last few games, depending on who's playing fullback.
And the UCL game, they played inverted, and Raz is on the right, so he's trying stuff clearly.
Yeah, he's trying different stuff. And Burnley didn't show up, so I first of all definitely am not like City are back, like 5-0 Burnley, like they're back, like not at all. Like that was that was like a weird ass game to me.
Yeah, I agree.
They scored like off a fucking throw-in. I mean, Burnley just laid down, or bent over, Mendy, I should say.
Volley, like...
Yeah, one in a million from him. Yeah. You know, they had one or two of the goals were well taken and created or whatever, but in general, they weren't, like, just titting. It wasn't a 5-0, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
And Kevin's good, but the thing more is just the defense just continues to... Look, teams can't get a glove on, and he's playing fucking Rodri, Gundo, Kev against Burnley at home. You know, he's jamming attackers, and so this is more to the point to me than how can we get as many attackers in as possible that get defenders more so. Like, the defenders look good to me. Right. And Kevin, you know, he did the things and that was fine. He got a couple assists and, you know, that's a nice thing. But the defenders look better to me than the midfielders. Like, I don't want to play any of the games with the Foden, Ferran. Like, they're all more expensive than the defenders and they look like cleaning every game.
Right. Yeah. Jesus, I like the defenders a lot too.
Jesus a bit interesting though, because Kuhn looks like something's going on. I don't know. He didn't travel again with them to the midweek thing.
I'm worried, obviously, about Kuhn in both senses. Like, is he ever going to play again? And the other side of it is, like, he's just going to come in and start one of these games without any warning. It's not like Pep's going to tell us, like, he's back and he's coming straight in. So I'd be worried on both sides of that with Jesus. But
I think Jesus is a good pick, though, honestly. Like, I'm obviously, that's more of like a passing concern to me, though, because he's telling us, that he's not in his best fitness and he needs to build it. And he subs on for 10 minutes and then he's not on the bench for a game and then he's not on the traveling squad. Like, he's not.
Yeah. I mean, he might legitimately, like, never really suit up again. Like, this happens to athletes sometimes. They get old. Yeah, it's possible. They get the most serious injury of their career. They don't really come back, you know? So
It's possible. So Jesus, to me, is an interesting one here. And you still have then the other concern, too, though, because he's playing a lot, especially if he plays midweek, right? Jesus will have played started every game since internationals. Is that going to be, you know, he goes and jams Raza in the middle or whatever? Like, he gives... Yeah, or Torres. Or Torres, you know, I don't know. He could do anything.
The good thing is they're 4-4 in UCL, so maybe doesn't need him, you know, maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe
the traveling squad was pretty strong.
Liam Delop gets a go or something. But.
Yeah, he's not in the city. He's not in the team until January.
Any thoughts
January
on Ferran? I mean, he's also starting.
He's just
not
good enough to me. I mean, you're paying a price at $7 million that you see a lot of other good options in the game, right? So why are you risking it for someone who's, you know, rotation risk? Not prolific very much.
Not prolific.
He scores when the ball comes to his, like, he's good, you know. Hat trick against Germany, fine, he's a good player, he's young, but at that price, you know, you like Jota, you're gonna take him over like Jota, like that's insane, you know. Or
and yeah, you know, like you said he's young there. But you know, last year was his career year and he had 4 goals, 5 assists.
Yeah, so
you can't really do that. All right, that's City.
City's the defense is just keeps doing it.
Well, yeah, so we should actually talk about that because Cancelo, extremely popular pick, now back to back didn't play, right? So does that
and that's the thing,
elevate
the
Diaz
thing
to number one now? Number one guy?
Yeah, I think. I still think Walker's a little bit better. I mean, Walker's playing really well.
Is he worth 0.6 more?
No, but I mean, no. I think it depends on the team, right? If you have the money to go Walker, then I think that's worth it because he's playing really every game. He's been playing pretty well, you know. He's looked good.
He's the king of everything. He's maximum everything. Maximal energy. 2-11 on tackles, on running in straight lines and crosses and headers. Yeah. It's just everything.
He looks like they're it seems like he's being relied on a lot more. Like, he's not there. Remember, you know, the last few years, there's so many games where he just doesn't cross the halfway line.
He's playing
like the extra center back, right?
You know,
when they would push up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he's not doing that at all. Like, I think Pep right now is looking at the team and saying, Mahrez can't beat anyone, right? He just checks back on the left foot over there and then either gets his cross blocked or whatever, a bar this week. But, like, Walker's driving down the byline a lot. He's overlapping. He's getting up there a lot when I watch the guy. when I'm watching them play, and it's more, he's getting forward a lot more than I remember him getting forward in games in years past. As he's trying to figure out this balance of where is he going to get the width from and where the goals are going to come from. So I still like Walker there, but yeah, definitely, obviously with Cancelo not starting a couple, and Mendy didn't look great last game, the league game, but he was better in Champions League. You know, he's an issue for Cancelo, obviously, because Mendy's more natural to provide width, so he can put the winger, or whoever the actual attacker is, inside. You know, with Cancelo, like, he doesn't do the same things. He can't go outside like Mendy can and put crosses in and shit like that. So seems like it's Diaz and Walker, and now, you know, Laporte. I don't know. He hasn't said anything about Laporte, right? He wasn't in the squad.
I think he said that he was managing his minutes, same as managing like Matip. Minutes. Yeah. But I don't know.
Doesn't smell good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems like it's just Diaz and Walker, and that's it.
And Ederson, I guess, but like, you don't want that.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Walker. Do you see it differently at all? Also, Diaz, by the way, like, he's going to get a goal soon.
Yeah, he should. The thing with them that's so weird, though, is they don't have numbers. Like, when they attack, when they have these set pieces, it's like three guys.
I don't know.
But they're always open.
Conservative city. I don't know. We're still adjusting to conservative city. Because, yeah, like you said, it used to be there always was three, basically, defenders. Kyle being one of the three sort of half center backs, half full backs. Then there would be Dino, who just covers literally everything.
Yeah.
And then they had a million attackers, and that was just how they go. And now it seems like there's two center backs, like two stationary defenders, and Rodri.
Yeah.
And then Gundo and Kev are working their ass off in the middle, and both fullbacks push up. So it's like a little different. It's a little less attackers, a little more conservative, but it's working, you know? So.
Well, it worked once.
true. but City, double. I mean, we had a question actually that was interesting. Where is it? Can I get a hell yeah? He said, would you go double Chelsea D or double City D?
City, no question. Not close.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Chelsea play. Like, they play games. City are just shutting teams. Teams are not touching them. They're not getting touched. Yeah. Like, the last, like, five, six games I've watched them play, it's a joke. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing at all. I feel like it's just, and that's what they're doing all year, right? With Chelsea, you don't know the personnel, and it's just always, Chelsea are keeping their clean sheets against the good teams, and then against the bad teams, they're flowing, right? And then I'm still watching them like, well, they could just get hit on the counter in any of these minutes.
Right.
But they've got, you know, their clean sheet numbers, I feel like, are almost flattering to deceive, where, you know, we're seeing them like they did with Spurs and, you know, they did with Man United, where they really just shut the game down and they didn't play. And, you know, okay, they got it again. Newcastle didn't turn up, and, you know, Burnley, they're going to have a hard time. But I don't, when I watch Chelsea, I'm not like, this is a very sound defensive unit outfit team. Like, they have better individual players, but I don't think that they're at the same level of City at all, even though the points so far tell a different story.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I do think the last, you know, they have four out of five cleans, last five. And I do think that you're, analysis is basically correct. It's like that United game, neither team played.
Same with Spurs, both.
And Spurs both game, even more so. I mean, like,
people
which are like, isn't oh, interesting it's from a Franklin. New Mourinho thing. Like, they didn't have a shot in the second half. It's the same old Mourinho. But
it also is a Franklin thing, because he got spanked last year in the big side, like those big games. And now he's showing up and he's not playing. His team didn't play those two games. Man United, Tottenham didn't play.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and then Burnley, Sheffield United, Newcastle are like three of the probably bottom five teams in terms of, you know, scoring goals and XG and all that stuff. So I think it's a little bit like we're reading almost too much into those and forgetting how they were early in the season. And it'll be really interesting. They have Leeds and Everton next to, and I don't really anticipate cleans there.
No, definitely not.
I don't think Frank's going to treat those as one of the big six games and shut up shop. So
I agree.
I think they might get exposed. So it's something to watch there.
I agree.
I think I agree with you that City, no matter the opponent, has the ability to control the game. So it's like a different level almost.
I mean, it still comes back to the Pep. I mean, I believe.
Yeah.
I have so much more faith in him. And every single game, you know, Liverpool, they've kept a few this year so far. They just look really solid. I feel like City are going to just start churning out wins. Like they're going to just be winning every game for the next couple months.
Grinding out 1-0s and 2-0s.
Like they're just going to be winning all these games.
Yeah. It does sort of feel that way to me too.
And the other thing too is it still comes back to like home Burnley, Rodri, Gundo, Kev. Like that's the thing, right?
Whereas
there.
Last year that was
Dinho,
Rodri,
Silva,
or Dinho, Silva, Kev.
Yeah,
with three attackers.
Yes, yeah.
With attacking left back and who's basically playing winger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing. And the manager's better, and the players are better.
Diash, right? It's everything. Yeah,
yeah, and he's been made a big difference. Yeah, and it's. Frankly, City defense.
We'll get to this when we get to our teams, though. I'm still just like, I feel like an idiot not getting Chilwell.
We were talking about the team defense.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Chilwell's better than Mo at this point. Mo blanks. Chilwell doesn't blank. Hasn't blanked once.
So we got more defense questions. I think Al is taking the piss here, but he said Spurs have cleaned 4 out of the last 5. Is it time we go back to Dyer as an option? What do you think, Walsh? Too soon?
It's upsetting. I would be lying to you if it didn't upset me. I mean, that's about all I can say about it, right? What are we doing here with that? I sat here precogs. Game week 1, right? Died fucking absolutely nailed in there. He plays every fucking game. He missed one game.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's doing out there. Usually I don't know what he's doing.
Right.
But this is the same thing that happened last year with like Liverpool where we like jump off on the second guy
or whatever.
Yeah, and they struggled at the beginning of the year with the cleans, but now they're just reverting to type, you know, 4 and 5. They're doing they are who we thought they were.
In the big matches, like this Chelsea match is a perfect example. That was like complete old school Mourinho. Pressing, fully deep banks, no interest at attacking whatsoever.
Same as the City game, two on the bounce.
And he'll do that in the big games. But West Brom, they were really lucky to keep it clean. Burnley, they were really lucky to keep it clean. In those matches, in the matches where they've been scoring goals, they're high pressing big time, and their midfield isn't good enough, and they're still conceding big chances.
And they lose. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So I don't really think this is going to be a thing.
I see where you're coming from there. I see that.
Yeah.
I still just feel like the shithousery is top notch there from the City. You know, dude, Mourinho teams always keep in like the 13 region of clean sheets. And Dyer's now, he's 4-9. You're going to be okay there.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, the upcoming fixtures are really good on paper for cleans. I just don't know which team's going to show up, you know, in terms of pressing and stuff like that.
They could keep 5 in the next 6 easily.
It's like if they choose to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're, you look at a fixture like Wolves or Fulham, and Fulham, I'm sure, upcoming soon. It's like, if they're high pressing that game and leaving space, they're not going to keep clean in either game, I don't think. But if they're being really conservative and dog shit, then they probably will, and they'll just concede like one chance.
Yeah.
So that's why I have a hard time there. I feel like it's like not predictable almost. We got a bunch of defense questions. So Faz and Biletico both asking for cheap defenders. If you're strapped for cash at the back, who are the best cheap defenders? I feel like we get this question every week, and usually the answers are the same.
Why do we keep? What's the deal with it?
Should I just stop?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's the point? I'm just wondering, like, what's the thinking there? Like, do people want to see if we feel like our feelings towards teams shift?
I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because, what, like 3 weeks ago, we would have been like, Villa's still good, blah, blah, blah. Maybe now we'll be like, I'm not sure about
Villa. Yeah, so we could touch on that a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we, you know, Burnley got fucked sideways by City, but we were both pretty high on, like, Burnley are back last week. And that remains
hasn't
the same to me. So that's still good.
I mean, this was the thing we've been like kind of lingering around, and we've touched on this in the last few months about just, you know, playing with the single DM and, you know,
what they've won up to. The last five.
Yeah, and you could all, okay, I understand today, right? You can tell me two shots on target, two goals. Well, that's a problem. I mean, they lose the focus, right? And they concede a couple. I mean, they didn't look like cleaning, even though they only let two shots on target, right? This was the weirdest game. It was the weirdest
game ever. Both goals came within the first few minutes of each half. But then Villa basically dominated the rest of the game, you know?
But they're not a compact team. Like, they're an expansive, open team, which is what we've been seeing from them all year, sort of, Villa. And they kind of, they try and smother you, but they let up plenty of chances. Like, they do. I mean, they've kept four cleans in 10, which is a good clip. But, you know, a couple of them are in 9. A couple of them were really early against Sheffield United and Fulham when they weren't functioning at all. And then, you know, the Leicester one was a little bit lucky. And then they did the Arsenal one. So I don't feel like this is a very good, reliable clean sheet team, like with Burnley or, you know, when they're just setting up to defend. And I know a lot of people have Emmy and shit, and, you know, pretty much everyone's got a Villa defender. And, you know, you looked at the fixtures and you're thinking they're good for a couple cleans here. Well, they just got Brighton and West Ham out of the way with none. Home Newcastle, at Wolves, home Burnley, at West Brom, home Palace. They could keep one. I'm down on them.
I can tell. I mean, I think the next five are like some of the best clean sheet fixtures in the entire league.
I just don't think there are good clean sheet fixtures for them.
But that's the last five are like deceptively bad. You know, how often do Leeds, Southampton, Brighton, and West Ham get shut out? Not often at all. And the one that was a good fixture, they 3-0'd Arsenal.
Yeah.
For a clean sheet, you know? And they're still, they do only have the one DM, and Douglas Luiz he's like not even a DM. I don't even know what he does, but there is still the weird thing where, well, going into this week, I think it changed after this week, you know, Cash and Trezeguet were both top five in tackles and interceptions in the league. And they are basically doing like the defensive work that a DM would be doing, you know, and the center backs stay really deep and the fullbacks maximum one at a time goes forward, you know, unless like today they're late chasing a game or whatever. I still think that I still love the next five. I'm not like selling my guys at all. I'm just confidently starting them all for the next five. And then I want to reevaluate, I think, is where I'm at. But then also, I just realized this Friday match might not even fucking happen. So,
yeah, I mean, we could talk about it on my life pod, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you still look at the fixtures and you're like, oh, Villa are good. I don't know. I think I'm still having a lot of hangover from Dean Smith. I don't like Dean Smith. Don't like the manager.
I don't like,
I feel like he gets the worst out of the personnel as possible, almost, when I watch them play. And it just frustrates me. It frustrates me a lot. And yeah, I don't like the defense as much, you know. It's a little bit annoying to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still like, for example, the West Ham. Give me like Kufal over any Villa defender because they are organized. They do play compact, like just like Burnley, right? Like that's what I look for. I want my 4-5 defender to play on a team that is fucking organized and compact. That's it. I don't care about anything else. And Moyes, say what you will about him, he knows how to do that, as evidenced. And you know that. So I
love West Ham. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, definitely more high on West Ham. Definitely more high on Burnley of the 4 or 5 teams than probably any others. And I still think that we're going to keep some, you know, even though we've been really diabolical.
That's we're going to keep some cleans. Palace and Burnley. Yeah.
We're going to keep some. The problem is
there's not really like a pick on Palace.
I think Gazza, now that he started, is probably going to be reasonably safe.
Yeah. If he's healthy, if he's fit, he plays. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've got one this year. Is that correct? We have one clean sheet. I think we have one clean sheet, which is nuts.
Game week one. Home Southampton. And, not even a good fixture. Yeah.
Not good. But we have some difficult fixtures upcoming. But this comes back into, you know, what do you need out of this spot? Is this a rotator? Is this someone you start every week? You know, if you're starting them every week, then you want like a Lamptey, right? You want someone who you can hope for an attacking return when they play a bad team and maybe they keep a clean sheet in the reasonable fixtures. So.
Right. Yeah, Palace and Burnley are both rotatable. Like that, Leeds, they're not start every week.
Yeah, Leeds insane. I don't think I've gotten more lucky in my last few years than with Dallas getting points. Like he gets points every week. I don't know how they have one clean sheet.
It's offensive. Pisses me off.
It's like a personal
every
attack.
Time it happens, and people have like Meslier and Dallas and Ayling, and I'm just like. They don't deserve this at all. Like, what the fuck is happening? Dallas has four cleans. Yeah. He puts him an 8-pointer. Everyone gets him auto sub from the bench. I'm just like, what is life?
I started him, so give me a little credit
there. Different story. Okay. Yeah.
No, you're a mess. I need all the help I can get. But I mean, I hate him. I think he's a fucking horrible pick, and he's just been getting points for me. He's like my best player. I fucking hate him. They are ridiculous. They keep clean sheets ever. I don't understand.
They concede so many chances
every single fucking game. Worse, I would rather have a West Brom defender. I would rather have a Fulham defender. Maybe even Newcastle. Leeds defenders, defense, maybe worst FPL defense in the fucking league.
Yet, the points.
The points. I mean, the points speak for themselves. They just keep coming.
Meslier, 11-pointer. Why not?
He's really good. He's really good, though.
He's the only one that's really good.
He's
Koch, Cooper, Ailing Dallas. Yeah,
he's like Hendo.
He does the Hendo thing
where he saves them. He saved them points.
He saves Max Bones. Like he earns points. He's really good. I've never looked at someone and had less confidence that they're a good footballer than him. Clapping his gloves before a match starts.
He looks special.
But he's really good. They're so frustrating. They're so frustrating going forward, too, because none of their mids are good for FPL. They're all good
Rafinha,
IRL.
Rafinha's good.
Maybe.
No, definitely.
Rafinha, are you talking about IRL or FPL?
Both. He's really good IRL.
He might be good FPL.
This is upward chart trajectory. He's fucking so good.
I love him.
He's good, dude.
Remains to be seen if he's going to be FPL, though, I think.
He's good.
I'm totally with you that he's good. But none of their mids have been good for FPL. And they're all liable to be subbed off within 15 minutes. Like, that's Rafinha's, a real thing.
Rafinha, it's his spot now. He's been there for a few months, and he's fit enough. Two starts in a row.
Yeah.
He's gonna just keep getting better and better.
If I was gonna choose any of them, there's absolutely no question in the world that it would be him.
Yeah, he's really good.
But yeah, Leeds.
Southampton defense also not good.
They're
not good.
They're like. I mean, we talked about this last week with what team we want to captain against, and they're basically my number two behind Leeds.
Yeah.
But at the same time, in the easy, good fixtures, they just boss the game so fucking hard that they clean. Whereas, like, Leeds will never do that.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, Southampton can play Burnley, can play, you know, Newcastle, and just concede, like, nothing at all. And just, like...
Yeah.
That's the one thing with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they're down. They're also on a downward to me in that 4-5 region. Mm-hmm. I don't like them.
Yeah. No, I'm not buying them. I mean, I've been looking forward to that Man U fixture for a while, and I was like, I'm definitely captaining against them. It's the KWP. Perfect fixture. And
Almost scored.
Yeah, and Bruno could have had a fucking ridiculous haul if I was a little luckier, so... Is Chilwell more defender questions? Is Chilwell worth the $1 million over James now that James seems to be nailed? And then Yobill said, preseason we were all thinking double or even triple pool defense. With what we've seen from Chelsea, is there any reason to not go triple Chelsea defense? Keeping cleans. Chilwell, James, Zuma, all have attack and return potential. You can get all three, not spend a transfer on defense again until the next wild card.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all about the triple defense. I love a triple up. Yeah, I think that's fine. You know, it still comes back to, you know, what are you, how do you play the game kind of a thing? Because 6-2 Chilwell, Zuma 5-5, James 5-1. I mean, that's not too expensive, really. And if you jam them all in, you know, and you're not really missing much with any of the attackers for their price compared to other players, right? But I'm still sitting there, well, is Zuma better than Diaz? Like, no, you know. Chilwell, yeah, okay, easy include. Like, James, you know, 5-1 definitely looks like he's got that spot down, right? He's definitely got it, made it his own.
He's a great pick.
Yeah, Aspil, like, fucking faded out into oblivion, where he should have been a while ago. I think we were all just collectively afraid because he's a captain and this and that and things like that. But realistically, he should have been starting for them last year. He played 3,000-plus minutes. James, yeah, I mean, it's accepting that we were wrong at the beginning of the season when we were really saying that he was a horrible pick because we were worried about him not playing.
Then, and we were kind of right, because then he got dropped for back-to-back matches.
Yeah,
and we
back-to-back were like, games, and he had 2 1-pointers, back-to-back, and then all of a sudden he's back in, and always going to be good on the bonus points because he just whips in shitty crosses all game. That's all the fuck he does, is throw crosses into the box. So 5-1, good pick. So yeah, you could tell me Chilwell, James, and then insert other name here. I don't.
I like it. I actually like it.
Yeah, yeah. They, it's they interesting. Have so much. It's they're different.
So, Chilwell and James are so good on bonus and so far forward that, like, that's kind of exactly what you want from a set and forget. Is they can attack returns, they can bones, and they can clean in any match.
And especially in the good team matches, because all Franklin does is not play. Yeah. Which makes it even better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a pretty fun thing to try.
Yeah. They're so high on BPS. Zuma, too. Yeah. I mean, from his goals mostly, but still. Yeah, I'm looking at their BAPs now. It's out of control.
The fixtures, though, are a little bit... I don't know.
But if you do a thing like that, for you don't care about fixtures.
You don't care.
You run them out for 20 game weeks.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I kind of like it. Okay. And what about Chilwell versus James?
I mean, Chilwell, obviously, better pick. More.
I know, but is he worth it? Over a mil?
I guess, like, no, but yes. It just depends on your team.
There's a tiny little seed in my head that's still, like, Chilwell's actually nailed and James could be rotated. But is that stupid? Do I need to get over that? It's like,
yeah,
it's,
I think,
like,
at this point,
it's this big.
Yeah. At this point, I don't think it should be the reason. Like, you could just notice it, but I don't think it should be a deciding factor. The more important thing to me is that Reece James will not score goals, and Chilwell is making back post runs for tap-ins.
Yeah.
So I think that Chilwell has 3 more goals than him this year, maybe.
Chilwell could finish with, like, 5 and 12.
I don't know if he has 12 assists in him, because he's really not. I feel like he's not creating much anymore.
That's
but
true.
He could score, you know, a few more goals and a couple more assists. I think he's gonna get more. A million. It just depends on the team.
Yeah,
it depends on the team. They're both good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy how low Chilwell's creativity numbers is. He's really being treated as, like, auxiliary forward.
Yeah, all the way. Totally. He's totally.
Got a couple Everton questions here. People are concerned. I'm a bit concerned. Villaluke said, is Hamad's an instant sell? 5 blanks and 5. Also, a few mid-price mids looking to have higher ceilings next few. And Hemdog said, is it time for the DCL day one club to cash in, walk away from the table? Everton seem a bit lackluster recently, coming up against the odd buster too soon. So the fixtures do get a bit worse. We were looking forward to the, you know, Fulham and Leeds, but Burnley, Chelsea, Leicester, Arsenal, Sheffield, City, West Ham, Wolves. It's a pretty bad run for a while. I mean, just start with James. He was so good. And again, just gets nothing out of it. I mean, could have easily had a couple of assists. He was offsides when he had the most ridiculous touch and goal ever. And it just feels so bad. So involved in everything. Most fucking created a million chances, center of everything. So good. Such a good performance again. But it's a bit of a problem. 5 straight blanks.
Yeah.
Not good.
The problem with him is the same thing that we see with, you know, players like Eriksen. Like, this is what he reminds me of for FPL. Or is it right when they don't get shots in the box and they are those players who their FPL points get buoyed by when they get an assist, it's not 3 points. It's worth like 5 or 6 usually.
Yeah.
You still are relying on your teammates to finish. And yeah, he's coming on like the other side of the variance. In the beginning, you know, he had 3 and 4 or whatever, right? And he's like, this is great. Those players, you need to accept that, you know, it's not really like a fixture run, or it's not like you're going to catch lightning in a bottle. It's more of that slow burn. So
yeah.
I still feel like he looks the same to me as he always had at the beginning of the season. Yeah. So I don't really see the need or the urgent, like, oh my God, he's blank. Yes. Okay. Yeah. He's blank for a few, but he still looks the same to me. So I'm fine with it. I'm honestly, I don't see a big deal with him.
The thing that Bill Luke brought up, and I think is correct, is that there's other guys that are maybe better now. Like, if people still don't have Jack, which a lot of people don't, you know, when Wilf eventually gains fitness, he's playing striker. Jota is also playing forward for Liverpool. Even fucking, like, you know, Neto, Podence, Bowen. There's actual goal scorers. It's like the thing that you just said. There are guys who don't rely on their teammates and just score goals.
Yeah, fair.
And their fixture run's bad. I'm a bit concerned. I mean, someone like him, too. When I see a match every 3 days, I'm like, he can't do that. I don't think he's going to survive.
Yeah. No, that's a concern. Okay. Yeah. Ugh.
He's still going to haul sometimes. Stuff.
What? But like, how is he different than Jack? What's the difference?
Jack gets him in the box all the time. Shoots all the time.
Does he shoot all the time?
I mean, today he shot all the time.
He shot a few times today. Shoots more. Yeah. Okay.
That's it. I mean, that's really it. He's just like taking people on constantly in the box.
Burnley. I mean, I'm still not going to tell anyone to get rid of him at Burnley.
It's not,
that's the kind of game that he could do. Yeah, but if you're looking at your team and, you know, finding funds or a place to upgrade, you think that is where you should look.
Yeah, so I mean, like you brought up with Eric, classic Eriksen and stuff like that. Like it's always hard to get rid of those guys because it's hard to just sit with them in your team for 2 months when they blank, even though you know they're really good players and it'll probably come through, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the right answer, but yeah, I mean, Jack's got the shots, the XG's creating the same number of chances.
Jota's shoots and shit, and he's playing, he's cheaper.
And he's on fucking Liverpool, and...
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, Wilf, I think Wilf is a good example. Like, they're basically the same price. Wilf a little cheaper now. I mean, obviously, he still has COVID or whatever, but he's playing striker. Yeah, they're a worse attack, but... It's all on Wilf, and he's on pens, and it's just like, it's hard to keep up with that, I think.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. All right, what else we got?
We just got a bunch of random questions, unless there's something else you want to talk about.
See, now, this is the kind of pod that I feel like we get stuck in.
What do you mean
stuck in? The weeds. Like, we're just like, we're doing the thing, like, where we're just talking about the...
Yeah, question. I think it's often that we let questions guide us, and it's not a bad way to do it. But I'm also very open to, like, if there's something else you want to talk about.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man.
We've had some good rants and stuff, I think. Like, not rants, but tangents. So let's do some questions. Graham, this is a good question. Are there any teams you guys still don't have a handle on what they're about? It seems like some of the questions about Chelsea, Spurs, etc. have been answered. We can reliably predict what they'll set out to do each week. Just wondering if there's any teams that are still question marks. I'm just going to like open the table and look around.
Question marks. Arsenal?
They're not question mark. They're just really bad.
I don't believe that.
I think they're really bad.
They've been really bad, but I don't think that that team and the squad is really bad. Like, I feel like there's, I talked about it last week, right? And egg on my face, they fucking were a dog this weekend. I still feel
but that's
like
what we talked about. That's what we actually talked about, is what they are now versus what they could potentially be. Yeah. But we haven't
that means I don't have a handle on it because I don't know.
I have a handle. They're really bad right now. And okay. I will change my handle on them if they change something else, you know?
That's fair. But see, I see it differently because, like, with Sheffield United, like, they're bad right now and they're going to be bad for the whole year. Like, boxed. Arsenal, bad right now. Don't know if they're going to be bad all year. So I don't have a handle on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just both pretty Palace. Bad.
The manager at Palace doesn't want to attack and doesn't want to score goals. So
we've had a handle on them for five seasons running now. Yeah.
That's a rough one.
I mean, kind of Everton, actually, now that we bring up Everton. They started the season absolutely bossing everything, looking incredible. Good attack. And even at the beginning of the season, I feel like their defense was okay. You know, they kept
up. Their defense is never okay with Pickford.
Like, they kept up, you know what I mean? The defenders. They kept out Spurs. You know, they did an okay job. And it's like Palace, Brighton, Liverpool. They just fell off a cliff, though, results-wise and defense-wise. And they let up two or three goals every single match.
Yeah.
And their attack isn't as good as it was early doors.
Yeah, I mean, they're the thing. They could go to Burnley and lose to nil, and I wouldn't be, like, surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But that's me kind of not having a handle on them. Like, are they a top six team, or are they, like, they're anywhere between 6th and 10th. 12th team. That's fucking
you
hard.
Also don't have a good handle on Fulham because they're good and you keep your denier.
Well, no, I think we just have different definitions of good.
Yeah, okay, let's go. What is it?
If I were to say Fulham are good, I would mean they might finish 17th. But when you say
this is an attack.
But when you say they're good, you're like, they're good. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, when I say they're good, like, I think they could finish like 14th.
Nah.
Yeah.
I believe that. I'm just disagreeing.
I genuinely believe that.
Super don't believe that.
Yeah. I super believe that.
Interesting. So I guess combined, we don't have a handle on them. Even though both of us
I
think.
We
both think we have a handle on them, but combined, we have no handle on them.
Well, I know I have a handle on them.
No.
And I know that you don't have a handle on
them. You know what this is, actually? This is us talking on Precog Pod about Pookie and how we can avoid Pookie, because everyone last season went from, okay, preseason, Norwich are definitely the worst team in the league and going to get relegated, right?
No, this is not the same thing.
Listen, let me finish it. And then we go into the season, they start hot, they do some stuff, they have some really good results. People are like, wow, Norwich are good. But we don't wait the preseason evaluation, and then they turn into the worst team in the league for the rest of the season.
No, it's not the same thing.
Why?
Because game weeks 1 through 4, their defense was Joe Bryan, Tim Ream, Adoy. Like, that is not
legends
fair.
Of Fulham FC.
Yeah, legends of the Hidden Temple. Like, that was our preseason evaluation, but
Virgil
now they
Van
have
Mike.
Virgil Van Mike. They have literally four different players. They have four into every single four different players.
Yes,
they weren't even on the fucking team when we were doing our preseason.
Yes,
not fair. That's not fair.
Yes, but most of the squad is still right.
No, I mean, the Lookman, Zambo. Like, these are Lamina, like, these are entities that we didn't know about before. And yes, they're going to struggle for goals. I mean, Parker, absolute fucking moron. I have no idea what he's doing.
No, Caballero scored, dude. He knows what he's doing.
But even RLC, right? They didn't have RLC. Like, they have, like, this is like 7 of their 11 start. And the goalie, fucking incredible. This is like 7 or 8 of the players are different than who we thought
that
they were going to be starting game week one. So this is where I'm coming from.
I still look at the team and I still just see, like, Mitro/Reed. I see a lot of Caballero and Kearney.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like,
no. Yeah.
The players are better. I agree. But I don't know if they're so much better that we go from this is the 20th team in the league to significantly out of that range with a bad manager, too. Who just like, Fulham fan that I follow on Twitter was like, I love my idiot manager because he goes full galaxy brain by just benching like Mitro and blah, 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 blah. And it actually worked. And he's just like, oh my God.
That's the thing is, it's in spite of him. Like, in spite of him, they destroy Leicester, destroyed them.
That's kind of a contradiction too, though, because you think Leicester are like the worst team in the league. Got you there. Got you there. Okay, moving on. Fulham. We need to get Fulhamish.
Dude, that was great. Fulham 2, Leicester 1.
Lovely. Oh. Zambo is so good. Can't wait for him to go to a better team.
And you know, this is the thing too, that it's going to be like game week 32. And then all of the things are going to be, who's the best player in the bottom 10? That's like, and it's going to be Zambo. And we've been fucking on him since like game week
2. Yeah. We've been on him since he was in Spain. I mean, yeah, that's definitely true. When they make a first 11 outside the big six or whatever.
And dude, honestly, like, him, but like, look, say today, right? We're watching the game today. He is unplayable. Like, can't get the ball off him.
Yeah.
He's insane. He's an insane player. And when you look at these teams in the 15 to 20 region, they don't have someone like this. Like, this is not someone that they have to work with.
Yeah.
And even Parker's not benching it. He benches him when he comes back from fucking international. Like, that's okay.
The thing is like, even Parker doesn't bench him. I agree with him and your evaluation of him, and he's so much better than anyone all of these other teams have. Where I don't agree is, like, I don't really have that strong of feelings on the defenders. Like, I don't even know how good they are. We've seen them be as bad as the first group. Well, you know, they have mistakes in them and shit, you know? So
Anderson was very bad in the Everton game.
Yeah.
Like, he individually lost his fucking head.
Yeah.
The other three games, he's been great. Adarabio, great.
Yeah.
Ana, like, great. Good. Robinson, sketch. Areola, big deal. Like, he's
Areola's
like,
good.
He's big. That's a. Yeah. But that's like,
but
that's
Adarabio,
when you watch them, right?
Tough. Even today, like, when Leicester brought on all their attackers, like, there was a lot of space and there were a lot of mistakes and, like, not punished necessarily all of them, but I just don't feel. I agree with everything you're saying, and they're better, but I don't think they're all Zambo levels better.
Well,
of going from fucking Kearney to Zambo or Fuckfist to Zambo.
Well, wait,
you know,
but I do, because Adoy, first of all, Mike, like, what
Ream.
Are you comparing them to? Yeah, Ream,
I know, but I don't.
Mean, yes, they are that much better.
I don't know if they are. I just don't know. Fulham, dude.
Fucking, they're good, dude.
The
they're actually good. RLC,
they were
like, they've been good.
Definitely
they've,
good today.
How many, like, if you look, okay, like, obviously Parker does insane shit all the time, but how many, like, halves this year have they put together that were, like, really good? Like, more than, like, five. Like, they put together, sometimes they just put these halves, like, they're fucking good.
Yeah,
they're good.
West Brom game. A second half of Everton game today. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good. Good team.
We'll see.
I'm going to get you on side here with the Fulham.
I like a lot of the individual players.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to not
maybe
get relegated.
Maybe it's just Scotty that I just can't get past.
No, and you don't need to. He's fucking stupid, but even today, like, he accidentally threw the dart on, like, put Reed in. He was great again, right?
Harris,
I mean, he's been
Reed,
starting
like,
a few.
Yeah.
He
was
put,
there
finally
last year.
He was hurt, but put RLC in the starting lineup finally again after not starting for like fucking two or three games, and he played really well.
So let me follow up question.
Bobby Reed was fucking two games in a row really good. Like, he's been really good.
Follow-up question. I mean, we're just on... We're doing our thing now, so everyone can fuck off. But so who do they finish ahead of?
I don't know. A bunch of teams.
Burn, I know, but who is...
West Brom.
Really bad. Yeah, West Brom and Sheffield United. Sure.
Newcastle. Brighton. They'll finish ahead of Brighton.
Brighton are only 3 points ahead. That's funny.
Yeah. No, these are... I mean, Palace. I don't think we'll finish ahead of them.
That's another 6-point lead.
Yeah, we're a worse team.
So you think Fulham is just going to consistently be good, and yeah, all these other teams are going to consistently be bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're they
FPL have options players you like? Aside from, obviously, bench Zambo, best 4-5 bench guy.
No.
Lookman? 5-0?
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be the one player immune. His finish was fucking class. But he's also a bit of a donkey.
He's a winger. He is not like a striker. Yeah. You know, he fucks up shit all the time. But he also is trying shit all the time, which is what you want from your FPL guy. So you could start him every week and not feel bad about it.
Yeah, you could.
Fifth mid and a 3-5-2. Yeah. The thing is, like,
the problem is they play City and Liverpool the next two. Don't love that.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Big problem.
big problem. So, which makes the win today even all the much, much sweeter, because they can put zero on the board for the next two and they could still feel
okay. Yeah, because they looked at the next three and probably like, maybe we can get 1 point in three, and they already got three.
Easy game.
Easy game for Scotty P. Cam Anderson, there's only four more questions. Cam Anderson said, I feel like I've heard a lot of talk of selling Timo. Feels to me more like a time to buy Timo. Chelsea are figuring it out with game time. Timo's on pens. They can start resting midweek. Buy, hold, sell. Where are you at on Timo? You've been anti-Timo all year. His points have been shady.
Yeah, I don't like the player playing left wing.
Yeah.
So until he's central with Pulisic left. Which
might be very soon.
Could be, until Pulisic gets hurt. When Tammy's playing, it's the same thing that every time I watch them is like, Tammy's in the positions where I want Timo to be. Tammy's like better right now. You know, like when they both play 90 and I'm watching them, like Tammy's getting more chances.
Right.
Yeah, Timo, I mean, Timo yeah, does he's it, shooting, you know, and that's
a lot more and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and that's fucking fucked. And he's 9.5. That's really expensive. So yeah. I don't think buy. I also don't think sell though, you know, because he's still really
that's the thing, good. Is he's so good.
They're playing fucking Leeds next, so we know how
he's
feel
like
about
a captaincy
that
option.
Yeah, definitely. Leeds, definitely.
Yeah, it's and then like he's shooting over since, you know, when I've been, what is it, game week 5 is when I take all my stats now because that's when like real football's begun. Tammy's shooting over a shot more per 90. And Timo still has the better XG, better XA, more goals, more assists.
Yeah, I mean that's setting the bar low. It's Tammy, you know. I don't. Tammy's
still,
has a lot
like,
of his faults.
It shows
no.
How good he can be.
Yeah, but you know, 9.5. Yeah, it still just feels like a don't buy, don't sell to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean this run. I mean these next two, honestly, Leeds, Everton.
Yeah, they're good.
Those are legit captaincy hauls. I actually like the buy there. You know.
But, do you? To buy. Okay.
Like, if someone's selling Kane, like, I obviously sold Kane last week. I think people are...
No one's selling Kane before Arsenal, though, are they?
I don't know. I'd sell Kane before basically Alice? Any fixture. yeah, I kind of like that.
Okay.
He could legit had either of those games. We've seen it. We've seen how good he can be.
You heard it here.
Brian, this is a reaction to tonight's game, but is Bowen a legit option?
No. I mean, not until Antonio looks good again, because the only time I've ever seen Bowen look like a good FPL pick is when Antonio's flying around, and then he kind of gets lost. But no.
What I thought of when I watched Bowen today, I don't know if this is going to even make sense, but Bowen is like 5 years ago, Bowen is such a good pick. It's like
it doesn't make sense.
It's what we talked about last week, how there's just so many more good players and good teams and stuff. And it's just, you know, in the past, FPL used to be like, there's only a couple good teams and you have those guys And then everyone else is spread out with like different four or five defenders and different mids and stuff like that. Yeah. How the game used to be different. I feel like he's never going to like significantly be better than these other guys that we've been talking about. He's never just going to be like, he's way better than Jota. Definitely great pick, Bowen, you know?
Yeah.
But he's a good player on a good team. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, he is really high up there in the point totals.
Yeah.
For midfielders somehow. I mean, he doesn't even have that many returns.
An 8-pointer. Yeah.
He's 1 and 2 right now. So, I mean, that's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him. He's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, he looks good, but it's with West Ham too. You know, we talked a little bit about them today during the Villa game. Is it looks like he's persisting with this lineup. So, yeah. You know, how much are they really attacking in any given game, right? They go up 1-0 and they just turtle. Yeah. They don't do anything. They don't play. So you don't want attackers on teams like that too much, right?
Yeah.
You really don't. You really exactly. don't. I mean, Bowen, it's similar kind of like Spurs, like they're like Spurs light, where it's like instead of Antonio and Bowen, it's like Kane and Son, where it's like, okay, well, if they only do actually get those three or four chances, then they'll probably put one or two in.
That is basically what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have the same confidence. I mean, like they're priced to play, I guess. They're like 3 million less, but it's sort of something like that. And yeah, I mean, then I look at the other teams, you know, like Grealish or Zaha, you know, you got a lot – Jota, you got a lot of other picks in that 6-7 region that just feel a bit better.
This is a question for you, Paul M. At 5-4, Rafinha's too expensive to have as a super place and bench cover, but would you feel comfortable starting him every week? Please tell Walsh I asked this at halftime, not after the goal.
Oh, I like that. That's a good qualifier.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I 1,000,000% think that he's a buy and start right now.
It seems very clear that he's the only mid that is like in Leeds that can dribble around and make stuff happen on his own and like will maybe consistently be on the ball and attacking areas and just
the funny everyone thing else is that he, like yeah he replaced Helder and Helder could actually do that also. He's just a bit shit.
Yeah, he sucks at football.
But he was good at that.
He's good at running around and getting in places.
And the dribble and the tape. Like, he was able to do that kind of thing or whatever. But Rafinha, he's just so classy. And you watching him, he's good. He's just a really good player. And I think he's a good pick. And it's 5-4 is really cheap. The only way that they go is forward. And he's like Jack Harrison, right? You watch Jack Harrison play and you're like, oh, yeah, like Bielsa got way more out of this guy than anyone ever should have in their fucking life because this player is not that good.
He's an MLS player.
Yes, and absolutely go to the Columbus Crew, best player on the team. Now, that's where he's going to finish his career.
Toronto FC
in
4
3 years. Rafinha is fucking good. Good player.
Skills good.
Yeah. Yes. Rafinha, good pick.
For what it's worth, also, I was watching Match of the Day, and Harrison said after the fact, he was like, he scores those nonstop in training.
Of course he does. It's easy game like, for him.
It's a thing that, whatever, it makes shouldn't you hard. Matter, but it made my dick move a little bit. Yeah,
oh, it matters like, a lot.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so all day he's just like putting in worldies against Meslier in training.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Best goalkeeper in the... Best goalkeeper in the... What about Son over here? What are we doing about that?
I still think he's fine to hold. I mean, fine hold. Zero shots, whatever, I know, but...
Bidee.
World-class finisher. Arsenal. He's always good in FPL. He'll get his few chances. That's it. That's all you need. I mean...
All right.
Yeah, that's how I feel about him. That's why Kane is so much worse in that weird way, because he just like is dropping deeper and he's just trying to set up Son, basically. That's his fucking shit. And in these games where they're parked, there's gonna only be a few shots or whatever. You need Son to take them. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then last question, Yo Bill said, assuming Ings comes back healthy, is Kane worth 2.6 million more if you're not capping him? Following that, are Kane or Ings worth the premium price over Callum, which is just so triggering.
Whoa. Who asked that?
Yo, Bills.
Toxic. Don't love that one, Bills. Don't love that one.
Toxic. But
imagine Ings. Watching Newcastle game.
I can't.
This is...
I can't. You gotta watch the fucking tape. Thing.
No one watches games. People don't watch. If you own Callum, you don't watch Newcastle play. You've never seen, you haven't seen them play all year. Right?
Yes. I think so. Which is arguably a weakness of ours. Because we watch all the games. I miss one, max two games a week. You basically the same. And we can watch and just be like, Newcastle sucks so much dick. Callum gets a bullshit goal in like stoppage time. Horrible. Meanwhile, he's like, what, third in forwards or something?
He has 10 returns in 10.
So someone who doesn't watch it, some fucking I'm doing the match of the day, surprise or whatever the fuck it's called, sits at home. What's it called? They just sit at home, they just sort by total points, and they're just like, Callum, easy pick. Scores every game. No doubter. We watch the games, and we're like, no, he's horrible. What? You have to watch the games. You don't have to watch shit. You just fucking put it into the computer and say, give me the highest point scorer, please. Sort by points per million. Oh, there he is. Is that what it's called? Match of the Day Surprise?
Challenge.
Challenge. Oh, it's so much lamer if it's Surprise. I'm chewing up on the Match of the Day Surprise today, boys. Wish me luck. Going out with the missus.
Hope you get surprised at the end.
Hope it's a happy little surprise, Bob Ross. Too soon. Let's move on, man. Let's talk about our teams. What are you looking at transfer-wise? What are we talking here?
Transfer's been done.
Already? Raz, oh, yeah. What'd you Raz do? I don't Bruno. Even remember.
Raz to Bruno.
Raz to Bruno. Is Bruno good for FPL?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, there are so many this is the thing of why I'm bad, but I mean, I hit Bruno in immediate. Only hit I took was get Bruno.
What game all he was did that? Was
get, all he did was get points for me. Game week 3?
Game week 2, you brought in Bruno for Jota.
Oh, well, that was... Dude, we don't what need a to week. Talk about my big brain
What
just
a week
now.
You brought in Bruno and Zambo for Jota and Kai. Great move.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. And then, you know, all he does is get points for me, and then I get rid of him on wild card, and then, you know, the rest has just been written. So, it's just correcting the previous good move and previous mistake. And, you know, I had, this is the thing also.
Yeah, Bruno also fits into the Callum thing you were just saying, right? If you watch every single United game this season, you can talk yourself out of Bruno. Because it's like, oh my God, they're fucking another United
sucks.
Performance nightmare. Like, can't break down a bus, blah, blah, blah. If you just sort by total
Lucky
points.
Lucky pen and stoppage.
Yeah, you just sort by total points. Easiest pick in the world.
The Brighton game was really, really tilting because he was on 4 points. He had an assist to card, like, wasn't playing well. And then they got a stop, and they... The team like looked abject, and then they get the pen in stoppage
after the final whistle.
Yeah, after the game's over, he gets the pen, and it was like an 8 point pen. And then he got 12 in them. And then you know the Spurs game too is, you know, he scored, and then he got subbed at half. I was like, what the actual fuck?
Right.
And then that's when I wild carded, right? So I don't know where I was going with that. Oh yeah. So, but I walk on with my family twice a day, every day, twice a day.
Yeah.
And I just talk to Lauren about all of the things that are going on in my team and shit. And she doesn't know fucking Adam from Eve. Like she couldn't tell you the rules of the game. She doesn't know anything about any sport that exists except for like gymnastics. And it's like what she did when she was growing up. I don't even know. Not
enough.
A sport, whatever. And she just like, she puts these things in my head. Like she says to me, why do you ever get Kevin? All you do is talk to me about how much you hate Kevin. Wow. And then she's like, well, how come you don't Captain Mo all the time? You always talk about Mo. You love Mo. Mo's so good. I love Mo. You're so good. How come you don't captain him and you captain these guys I've never heard of?
Yeah.
And it's leaving a mark.
Yeah.
Because I mean, yeah. I don't have answers for any of the questions.
Can't answer.
why don't I captain the best player in the game almost ever? Like, it's a good question. I don't know.
And then you tell her you're captaining Dominic Calvert-Lewin, and she's like, I've never heard that name in my fucking life. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, that's bad. And then it's like, when I captain Kevin, I've captained him, I think, 3 times this year, and he's blanked in all 3 of them. And I was like thinking about, and I couldn't face her. I couldn't ask, I couldn't say, what do you think of my captain Kevin? I can't face her. She'll just bury me.
Oh my God.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So maybe that'll help you in the future.
Luckily, she's never listened to an episode of this, ever. She's never listened to one episode of
this. That's kind of amazing. She's never listened.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like, if she had a fucking podcast about, like, knitting, I would listen to them all. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know what yarn even really is. And we have a company and, like, a business, and she's listened to zero seconds of it, not even an episode.
Amazing.
So, if I'm going to Captain Kevin this week, I'm not going to talk to her. I'm just not going to talk to her for the rest of the week.
Okay. So, but that's who you're on right now, Kev?
That's who I'm on right now, yeah.
Against your favorite team in the league, Fulham.
Yeah.
You might have to extend your never cap versus Palace to never cap versus Palace or Fulham and just have the whites.
Then I'm just like, never get above a 2 million overall rank, because I'm taking soon enough that's going to change to West Brom because I like Village. Like, it's that's a slippery slope. Yeah, right, what are you looking at?
I have $1 trillion in the bank at 4-7 because I did Kane to Banff. So Kilman is no longer nailed, which is cool.
Well, he was never nailed. I don't know where this no longer.
Well, at what point does one become nailed? He started, 6 in a row, played 90? It's a lot of games.
7. You need 7.
Is 7? 7th. 7th imagine. Well, he was never nailed then, if that's the case. Okay, well, Kilman fucked me. How about if I word it like that? Kilman killed Min. So I probably need to get another defender, which is probably should be Chilwell, but I can't stop looking at like Leeds, Everton, and being like, I don't really see a clean. So that just keeps sticking out of my head. And then I'm also considering James. I can do James and Dunn out for like Mo and a 4-4 defender, like someone like Chaz Taylor. I could also get Chilwell, who's clearly like the standout defensive pick, or a City guy even. And then, you know, not get Mo. I could get Jota. So there's actually a lot of options, and I'm just going to fucking wait. I probably price rises will fuck me, but I don't care. I'm just going to wait for Champs League and shit. So I'm on hold until Friday My Life Pod. And then captaincy, I'm between Werner and Jack. I think they're both really good caps this week.
Not Kevin.
Haven't even looked at him.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, rewind the fucking tape. And you'll hear us be like, that was not a 5-0 against Burnley. That was like a weird fluke game with Pisscock Farrell and goal and just errors and weird shit. And Fulham are pretty organized and good and have midfielders and stuff. And, you know, and I'm like, out of those 3 matches, which do I see most likely for my guy to score 20 points? But that...
Fulham,
I think, is by far the least.
See, I think the difference is that Pep and Parker, not fair. Like, that's violence. Yeah. I think that's the difference to me. Yeah. That's going to be the thing that's going to be the unbinding of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might be right, but I just see home Leeds and home Newcastle as number one and number 2 or 3 in best fixtures. All right. I see my attackers and goal scorers, and I'm like, Jesus, those are hauls. But figure it out in the future.
So I mean, I'm also not looking at like taking a minus between 4 and 12. I mean, I don't know. I'm at 3. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I might hit too.
I might double move
too. Yeah. I mean, I'm also looking at many different things because I still have this Brewster issue.
Man, he really should have scored.
Yeah.
I watched Match of the Day. He really fucking should have scored.
Yeah, he just kind of fluffed that one at the end.
And he didn't
start. He just didn't start, which is bad.
Wilder.
Wilder's got to start, you know, with whatever. But I'm looking at Welbs.
There's also Jesus. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that would be Sun. I would have to get rid of Sun.
Right.
Which I don't love.
I don't love, but I also don't hate. And if you got Jesus,
I could get Rafinha.
Ooh.
So I could do that.
Rafinha, Sun, Jesus.
I could do
Jesus,
Sun, and
maybe.
Yeah, I could. Well, no, I would still. Oh, huh. Well, I would want to see what happens in the week, but I could do Sun and Keenan to those two, and then put Brewster in his rightful spot first on the bench.
It's pretty fucking good.
It seems I keep looking at Sun turning him into two players because he's. I don't know, but Arsenal. I mean, this could be like Spurs 4, Arsenal 0.
That would not be surprising.
So that's the other thing. I want the Jack game to just be like canceled so I could just get rid of Jack or something. I don't know.
I love Jack. I love owning Jack.
No, I don't want to.
What people are saying is that it's possible that Newcastle will have to run out like a literal youth team of just like the entire Longstaff family makes up the 11. And then Captain Jack is just like, oh my God, Captain Jack.
Yeah, I still wouldn't do it. But
yeah. I'm very, very unhappy that that's a Friday match because I hate Friday matches. B, yep. She hit me. And C, it's just fucking, that decides my fucking week if I Captain Jack and I have Tripleville already.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have a big My Life pod as usual on Thursday. Yeah.
Let me slap the one anus that is slap the one new sign up this week. Nick Dennis Cook. Good job by you. Let me slap that. Any last words, bro?
No, that's it.
Check us out at FMLPL.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLPL. Support us at Patreon.com/FMLPL. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers.